Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Level up with Munch PH on Radio Pulpit.
It's Heart to Heart, Esihle Siwela with Uyinkosi. It is 12 after 1 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit. We get straight into Level Up courtesy of Munch PH. Tisha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mpho, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Are you good?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm well, Tisha, I'm well. I really can't complain or refuse to complain.
In sunny KZN.
Wow. So you're in the sunny KZN and you drove by yourself?
I actually came with a lady called Zama, so we are traveling to her workplace.
Okay.
Long drive.
No, umfundisi uyakhashwa, mama. Besing mangele, why are you driving this distance by yourself?
As
long as you are with someone, that's what matters. That's what matters, Tisha. Okay, let's. All right, let's do this. Let's start this right.
Level up with Munch PH on Radio Pulpit.
Lovely. So today you have a session for businesses. I mean, if someone is a business owner, someone is thinking of getting into it, you own a business, and this is definitely for you, right, Tisha?
Yes. And every time when I talk about careers, I always mention that careers are not just talking to someone.
You sound a little different. I'm not sure what you did.
I sound how?
A little different. You couldn't do anything.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Oh, so it means you prefer the car speaker. Yes, I was saying, Paul, that every time when I talk about careers, I always emphasize that careers are not just for people who work in corporate.
Yeah.
If you are in business, your career is entrepreneurship. Being an entrepreneur is your career. If you are a pastor, you are in the ministry. Being a pastor is your career. If you are a musician, being in the music industry that's your industry. The music industry is your industry. And your career could be you are a performer, you are a composer, you organize gigs, you are a manager of artists. So it's very important then for all of us who are Christians, who are listening to this slot, to understand that it doesn't matter what you do. All of us have a career. A career is that those activities that you are engaged in that contribute to the economy, that contribute to your purpose, your God-given purpose here on earth. And one of the things that sometimes may frustrate us as Christians is you're looking at what you do, you are looking at what you're called to do, and you can't see how revenue is going to be generated from what you do, how money is going to be made from what you do. So today, I think, let's think about entrepreneurs, let's talk to entrepreneurs. So when it comes to entrepreneurs, there are different levels.
Yeah.
There's the entrepreneur who has an idea, who knows what they want to do, but they haven't started. And sometimes when you ask them what they do, they are shy to say, I'm an entrepreneur, because they haven't started. It's very important that even when you haven't started, recognize your identity as an entrepreneur, because it's easier to get things done when you know who you are. One of my favorite examples in life is the day I was at the airport. And when I was at the airport, I had very short hair. I was wearing very loose jeans, baggy jeans, as they call them, and all stars. And I was going into the ladies' bathroom, no makeup, no lipstick, no earring. When I was trying to go into the ladies' bathroom, the cleaner said to me, sorry, booty, this is the men's bathroom. Is that one? And I laughed. And I said, I made a joke. And I said, you should go to the movie. Because why would you think I'm a man. And she's like, yo, mbena mnyakolisa, yo, mbena mnyakolisa. But I wasn't offended.
Yeah.
Why was I not offended? I know who I am. I know that I'm not a man.
Amen.
The other day, I was at Edgar's, and when I was at Edgar's, I was trying to buy shoes. And the lady who was working there came to me and said, sorry, booty, zabo baba is this side. And I laughed and I said the same thing. I said, oh my God, how can I help you? Again, I was not offended. Mm. Why? Because I know who I am. So it's very important. When you are a musician,
sure,
you haven't recorded yet, don't say, ish, I want to go into music, but I'm not a musician. Even before you record, even before you are well known, you are a musician.
Yeah.
Even before you sell anything, you are. When we were engineering students at Vets, we used to call ourselves engineers. But our identity was clear. We are engineers. So when it comes to business, because business is tough, because business has challenges, it's very important for those of us in getting into business to understand that we are entrepreneurs already. We are in business already. It does.
Tisha? Tisha, can you hear me?
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes, you're back now. You're back now. Yeah.
Yes, I was on mute there for a second. Sorry. So I was saying, it's very important then that we sort out the identity issue when it comes to business.
Hmm.
The reason why it is important to sort out the identity issue is because, Mpo, business is difficult. Sometimes you will say, I'm in the business of selling books, but you haven't sold a single book in a month.
Mm.
Does that change the fact that you are in business?
No.
Because your being in business is not dependent on your sales.
Mm.
Your being in business is dependent on who you are. The person who knows who they are pushes differently from a person who is unsure of who they are. The person who is unsure of who they are, when times are tough, they can say, no, man, I heard my other brother is selling masks, and they say masks are making a lot of money and sanitizer during the pandemic. I don't think I'm going to sell books anymore. I'm going to stop selling books, and I'm going to sell masks and sanitizer during the pandemic. Do you know what? The pandemic ends. We are no longer selling masks and sanitizers. Now they say, you know what? Petrol is very high. Everyone is opening a filling station. The money in petrol and diesel is crazy. You know what? You close your mask factory, you close your sanitizer factory, you go and you open a filling station. When you don't know who you are, you will always be trying to listen to where the wind is blowing.
Yeah,
and by the time you try to enter that industry, you may find that it's too late. A lot of us, we know of a situation where they said, you know what, the government is buying this thing, everyone must get into this thing. When you go, you stock this thing, and you are sitting with the stock in your house. Why? Because you came in too late. Why? Because as a business person, this is not something you're passionate about. This is not something that you know. You don't have the network. You don't have the connection. You don't know how the logistics works. You don't know how the supply chain works. Now you are stuck with all these masks. Now when there are parties and funerals, you have to give them away for free because you don't know what to do with them anymore. So identity, that's the first thing that I wanted to understand today when it comes to business. Sit down with yourself and start to ask yourself, this is the business that I want to get into, or this is the business that I've started, and define what that business means and who you are in that business, so that when times are tough, when your industry is going through a downturn and there are challenges in that industry, in your heart, you are convicted that, you know what, Mancha, my business is events. My business is speaking. The past 2 years, there were no events, but I'm not shaken. I'm actually getting ready so that by the time events open again, I'm at a different level. My speeches are on point. The way I deliver is on point. I've been brushing up on my English. If you know that you go to a lot of places where they speak Zulu, I know key words in Zulu that will impress my audience. I've read more books. People who heard me prior to the pandemic, now when they listen to me after the pandemic, they are sitting there thinking, oh my God, this is Mancha 2.0. Why? Because you know who you are as an entrepreneur.
Sure.
And my parting shot, for today, Mponan. I think we will continue on this journey for a while. And I'm hoping that especially for that person who is thinking about getting into business. And secondly, for that person who has been in business before and it didn't work. And it not working then said to you, you are not a good business person. I just want to challenge you to go and read up on the cycles that a business goes through. That for most businesses, before you even break even, I'm not talking about before you make money, before you break even, just the process that you have to go through as a business, the building process, the foundation laying process. Because if you are building a big house, you lay a deep foundation. And sometimes the cost of the foundation can even be higher than the cost of the wall, depending on the soil where your building is being built on. So for some of us, before you even start to raise the walls of your business, you are dealing with your background. You are dealing with the fact that you come from a place where you don't have the education, maybe. You are coming from a place where you are supporting your other family members. You are coming from a place where you have to balance between building a business and funding your everyday lifestyle. So another person is starting from a level place. They are building from a level place. But for you, you have to dig deeper because you are dealing with historic issues. You are dealing with some of the things that other people who are in the same business as you don't have to deal with. So if you've started a business before and it didn't work out, I want you to go back and to ask yourself, did you give up because the business is failing, or did you give up because you didn't want the business anymore? If you gave up because the business is failing, it may be time for you to go back to the business and to see how you can approach it differently. The third group of people that I want us to think about is, or that I want to think about what we are talking about today, is people who were once successful and now things have gone bad. I'm talking about people who say, guys, do you know how successful my business used to be? Guys, do you know how much money I used to make? Guys, you know, now we were headed for the top and then things changed. You know, then things got messed up. Those are the people, Mpo, that I want them to pause. Go back to that time when things were going well for them and ask themselves, what was I doing then that I stopped doing? Mm. What are the things that stopped my success in their tracks?
Yeah.
And if these three types of people, the one thinking about the business, the one who failed and gave up, the one who used to be successful, and the one who is holding on by a thread to the business they are running right now, if they could just go back and start to ask themselves, who am I as a business person? What type of business do I want to build? And then from next week, we'll start to talk about what are some of the things that you can implement in your business to ensure that you have guaranteed success.
Sure, Tisha. This is so important, because I feel like it's liberating, not just for individuals in business, but, you know, in other sectors as well. Because every time there's a dry season, I mean, you want to go back and amend your profile, because I haven't done this in a while, you know. But the thing is, it does not change who you are. Just because you're in between a TV show does not mean you are not a TV presenter.
Exactly. Who you are is not dependent on what's going on in your life.
At that time, yeah.
I mean, if you are driving like we've been driving all day, does it mean we are drivers now? We are no longer pastors. Does it mean we must stop pastoring and look for and send? I personally have a code 10 before I can drive trucks. Does that mean I'm just because I've been driving all day? And that's what we do when it comes to our careers.
Exactly.
You're like, oh my God, I've been going through this dry season, and now let me just change and become a driver. No, you are driving for now.
Yeah.
But who you are has not changed.
Aishem, siyagiyeka. Drive and arrive alive. Good destination. Yeah. I'm gone because of these examples. I'm just like, wow. You know what I mean? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mpo. Thank you.
Siyabulela, Tisha. How do we get a hold of you?
So on social media, I am Mantsha Pieha on all the social media platforms. My website is mantsha.com. And I'm also available on WhatsApp, 082-755-8219.
Lovely. Thank you, Tisha.
Thank you so much, Mpo.
Siyabulela. Say hi to, what's her name again?
Zama.
She must
say hi herself.
Hi, Zama. I'm playing you guys a track, Yao Driver, Malibongwe. We will worship. This is for you.
Thank you.
Lovely.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.